Hello.
Yes, is this Mario Reed?
Correct.
My name is Jean. I'm calling for emergency roadside assistance to try to complete your tire change dispatch.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
Are you calling about the Ford Focus?
Yes.
2014, the color is gray.
Yes.
Okay. Which tire is flat?
It's the passenger rear.
Oh, it says did you have
I can't see. I don't have good reception. My phone's about to die. I've been out here so long, I don't have good reception. And what were you saying?
It's according to this, have you had a service recently? It's your insurance is this call may be set up for you to pay service provider directly and send it in for reimbursement consideration. So
wow, I got a nail in my tire.
Have you had, my question is, have you had a service recently within the last?
Yeah, what do I have the service mean if your roadside assistance? Now this is a hoax. Now how do I know what's that got to do with me using my insurance when I need help on side of the road? Me having service? Yeah,
your insurance company has to pay for this. Well, you asking them to pay for it, but according to my records, that they just gave you a service. You get one service every 72 hours. So my question is,
No. I thought you was asking if I got my car service, ma'am.
I'm saying, have you had
a service? No, I just got this policy. I just literally, I was out doing some errand, and my tire just busted on the interstate. Been on the interstate going on almost 2 hours now. It took me an hour to get in touch with you. Yes, ma'am.
The insurance says you got to pay directly out of pocket for this service because you're above your service limit.
How am I above my service limit when I haven't even used it?
Oh, this is your first time using it? Where's your car located?
You said service, I'm trying to just make sure this is professional because you said service. I thought you meant like, haven't had my car service at the auto place yet. I keep my car service. That's what I thought you were talking about.
No, I'm talking about roadside assistance services. The other question is, if your car is on the interstate, they're not going to change it. So where's the car located at? You're going to have to get a tow.
Not on the interstate. It's off the exit. It's not on the actual interstate.
So where the car located?
It's off of 45. You guys said that you could ding my phone and find it. That's what the lady told me an hour ago.
Oh, so somebody else already working on this? Is that what you're saying?
No. Nobody working on it. This is the third time. I don't know. I'm so used to having nationwide. This is different. The lady called and she said she was going to stay on the phone, so I got in touch with somebody because I've been on the phone going on 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need, and I didn't get in an accident. I just need a tow. That's it. I just need a roadside assistance. It's not an accident.
According to this computer now, you said you need a tire change, but now you just told me you need a tow. So do you need a tow or a tire change?
I need a tire change, ma'am. Lord Jesus Christ. I've never had to go through this insurance company with a tow. I just need somebody to come out here and change my tire so I can get to work. That's all I need. I've been in here for 2 hours. On side of the road. That's all I need. I don't need anything else. It's not a science to it. I just need somebody to come out here and assist me. That's it. Hello.
Yeah.
Hello.
Mm-hmm.
What in the world? How long does this process take, man?
Well, I'm trying to locate your policy because right now it's telling me that you're above your service limit. So
I never use this policy. I just got this policy. This is like, I'm not saying it's you, but this company don't seem like it's organized or it's not professional, like, because I'm not. This is don't sound right. You got to go through all this just to get a low shot assistance. I got to hit somebody or something, and I just need somebody to come and help me with my tire. Hold on, I got a number if you can, if this is going to help.
A telephone number?
No, they gave me a number, hold on. No, they gave me a number. I mean, how did you call me if you didn't have my telephone number? I don't get it.
Your number comes up, but when I try to continue to get you assistance, it tells me that you are above your service limit. So that's how I got your phone number on the computer. Because that's why I say it looks like someone have been working with you earlier, and it sounds like
somebody was working with me earlier, but I don't know what they're doing because I don't know where they are. I mean, nobody responds. And they just be sitting out there. So you keep calling and having to wait for hours and hours and hours until somebody decides to reach you back. So I don't know if somebody's working on it. I mean, I don't know. Like I said, I called somebody earlier and I didn't get a response or anything, so I don't know where they are. I don't know. I'm just trying to figure it out myself. So
Yeah, that's a message coming up. It says this call may be set up for you to pay. You got to pay because the insurance says that you're above your service limit.
So what does that mean? That somebody else has already taken the call? Because I haven't used it. I've never used this before.
You want a customer service for the insurance? Because the only thing I go by, my computer says that you have, that they're telling you you're going to have to pay directly because you are above your service limit. I can transfer you to the customer service for this.
Okay.
Hold on.